Okay, so Jason Aldean is going to be in Mansfield at the Xfinity Center with Lauren Elena and Luke Combs. It is Saturday night, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
That's going to be a good tailgate. And what's really cool is at the end here, we're going to give away 4 tickets to the show. Okay, you're also going to go into Jason Aldean's vibe room. Jason, what is your vibe room, please?
More than anything, it's just a room that we have that we go hang out in before the show. Me and my band go in there, make us a couple drinks, listen to some music, just kind of get in the mood for the show before we actually go on stage and play.
Do you travel with a bartender or do you make your own drinks?
A little bit of both. We don't really have a bartender, but we got a chick that works for us that she's actually my wife's best friend. She works for us out on the road, and she does a little bit of everything, and bartender is kind of part of her job description. So, but if she's not in the room and you're thirsty, you make it yourself. So it's a little bit of both.
Now, but if she is in the room, the proper etiquette is to tip her correctly, I'm guessing, because if we give this away to listeners, we want them to bring some cash money.
Tip your waiters.
Yes, absolutely.
No, you don't have to do that.
Okay.
I pay her already.
Jason's like, no, she makes a pretty penny. It's fine.
She's
good.
Jason, I had a chance to see you at the Boston Strong concert back in 2013 after the marathon bombing. And I got to tell you, the one thing that impressed me the most was your stage presence and your show. It really felt more like a rock show. Were you a big fan of rock music growing up?
Well, you know, I mean, for me growing up, I mean, I was a kid of the 80s, Seeger and Mellencamp and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But one of my biggest ones was Aerosmith right there from Boston. So Bon Jovi and Def Leppard and all those guys too. So Guns N' Roses. But I also love country music, you know, and I love the sound of rock and roll, but I love the storytelling of country music. And it was just when I started playing it just kind of both influences kind of came out the way they did. And it's, it's a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll too.
Now, you mentioned Aerosmith. I saw on Instagram you recently posted a video of your teenage daughter, I guess, learning guitar, and this first song she's learning is Walk This Way from Aerosmith, right?
Right.
And so I'm good friends with a guy that plays keyboard for Joe Perry's side project that's not Aerosmith. And so I texted him last night. I was like, hey, could you get Joe Perry to come on the show this morning and talk to Jason Aldean and give him some tips for his daughter and some guitar playing? So
he said no. No way.
Spoiler alert.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
I played with Joe. He came on. We did the CMT Artist of the Year 1 year. And he came on. I think he played My Kind of Party with us on stage. And so I met him years ago, and that's why I tagged him in the picture.
Well, what he said to me was in the text that came back, Joe doesn't do mornings.
It's a little early.
I get it. I ain't even mad at him.
We tried.
I know.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. And here's the thing, too. My daughter is like, her growing up, I've always sort of exposed her to all kinds of music, everything from Ray Charles to Guns N' Roses to George Jones and Merle Haggard. I mean, she listened to it all. And she kind of gravitates towards that 80s rock style, too. And so when she started wanting to play guitar, that's the stuff she wants to play. First thing she said when I asked her what kind of guitar she wanted to play, I was like, do you want to play acoustic? Do you want to play electric? She goes, I want to play like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
I love her. Like, right. I love her.
Keep her away from the leather pants.
Or the people that like, you know.
Wear the leather pants. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Even more so.
Jason Aldean, he's got a big show on Saturday night for Memorial Day weekend in Mansfield at the Xfinity Center. Here in just a minute, we're going to give you tickets and a chance to go backstage VIP into the Vibe Room. Let me ask you this, Jason. I know you've talked about this a lot. The shooting that happened in Las Vegas, how did that change you, not just as a person, but as a musician and being out on the road and still having to tour every day?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think you can experience something like that and it not change you, in a lot of ways, man. I think for me, it sort of just, made me realize that you can't take any day for granted. You're never promised the next day, and even this career that I have could be gone. You know, something could have happened where, I could have never been able to sing again, or like, wouldn't have been able to go and do this. So, I mean, or even worse, I mean, you get killed. I mean, there was people out there, obviously that happened to. And it's just, man, it was just such a crazy thing. And, I think more than anything, it just sort of, like I said, it just made me realize not to take things for granted and go out and enjoy each day, and because you're not promised the next one, and just sort of live life to the fullest. As cliche as it sounds, I mean, that's really the truth.
I have to tell you a quick funny story. Annie, who works here on the show, is our traffic person. She saw you at Fenway back in the day when you did the Kelly Clarkson hologram. And I guess you fooled her. She thought Kelly Clarkson was there.
That was the whole point.
That's Annie.
Like, she didn't know it until today.
She was waving at Kelly Clarkson.
Honestly, it takes a lot less than a hologram at Fenway to fool Annie.
That's true.
That was money well spent.
There you go.
Well, we're playing your new song, You Make It Easy. Obviously, we played the Kelly Clarkson song when it came out. We're super excited to have you in town and to see the show Saturday night. And right now, if you want to call number 14, we're going to give away four tickets to the show at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. And you'll also get four passes into Jason Aldean's Vibe Room. Jason, I'm going to be there with my wife. We will see you on Saturday night, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys, and looking forward to seeing you all.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.